You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
You know, Ernie, you're getting terribly fat.
Yeah?
From where I stand, honest, it looks like somebody else is with you.
Well, I'll admit I'm getting a little fat, but you know I'm on a diet now.
Is that so?
Yeah.
You had roast beef for dinner. That's not dieting.
Now, how do you know I had roast beef for dinner?
Well, the gravy doesn't match your tie.
That was some roast beef I had. I gotta give whoever cooked it credit. He's some cook. We never give the credit where credit's really due.
I've heard that many times before. It's really nothing new.
The man who works the hardest, he never gets the dough.
And here's another little thing. I'm positive you know. Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work. And the best gets all the gravy.
Yes, the captain gets the bars. The generals get the stars.
The soldiers do the fighting, and all they get is scars. Now a baby cries for mama,
but he never even recognizes dad. All the coat and the pants do all of the work, but the best gets all the gravy. You know, the hen that crows the loudest don't lay the largest egg.
The dog that's always barking never tries to bite your leg.
I know a lot of good cooks who make a lot of dough.
But their dough only bends, it's not the kind that you can spend.
All the coat and the pants do all of the work.
And the best gets all the gravy.
A dairymaid's a wow, she does her bit somehow.
But after all the cheering, why, you can't forget the cow. Now an onion breaks a friendship,
but a billy goat can drive a crowd away.
All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy. All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy. Columbus gets his due, but here's a line that's true. What would we do for peanuts if it weren't for the crew?
You can boost your mother's omelet.
Yes, but how about the hen that lays the egg? All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the best gets all the gravy.
Thank you. It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, Radiola, I'm Andy Sr., and there will indeed come a time, and I guess we could call the episode something approximating that. We haven't got it nailed down yet, but it will be it'll be apparent once we get to that that level. We began with Happiness Boys, of course, Jones and Hare, Billy Jones, Ernie Hare, Dave Kaplan on the piano. And yes, Ernie is trying to go on a diet, and it depends on the diet though. The coat and the pants do all the work, and if your diet works, then you have to buy a new coat and pants, and leave the gravy on the vest. That was from 1927, and Frank Trumbauer. And there will come a time that, I hope things improved. Yes, indeed, they ought to be a lot better than they are. So wake up, chillin', our theme. 1929, that's, yes. Frank Trumbauer's group had, of course, Bixon there, and Jimmy Dorsey, among others, Frank, of course. It was the Whiteman group as opposed to the earlier group, so it's a little different, but still a really, really good group. Then some of them are a little looser as you get later on. We're very loose indeed. Playlists for this show are at radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google or any other search engine. Some people don't like Google for some reason. We haven't figured that one out yet. But no, we're feeling good this week, so we'll even use Google or any other proprietary format. We're going to proceed now. Here's a nice one to start the first set proper. Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra in 1928. James Melton singing this. Do you hear me saying I love you? Oh, yes. If you don't hear it, turn it up. Thank you.
do. You dance before you think you do. You clown around, you're feeling oh so lazy for. You know you're shouting hoops a daisy first, you feel a kink or two. But here's a kick for you. Your one desire is to acquire. Each moment of the dainty dance will thrill you through. Oh, I know it will entrance you when you do the kinky do.
The Knickerbockers, which was a Ben Sullivan group, Johnny Marvin on the vocal there, and he's obviously strumming along with his own vocal on the Kinkajou, and his pronunciation got rather strange there. I was thinking of Kinky Friedman. I don't know what he was saying, but no, it's strange. I almost played Kinky Kids Parade after that one, but I've decided to withhold that for this week, though I have one at the ready. Before that, Wayne King and his orchestra, Burke Bivens on the vocal of Swamp Ghosts. That's interesting stuff for Wayne King, too. It isn't one of his waltzes, for sure. 1930 off a nice Victor, beginning with Fred Rich on Columbia. And do you hear me saying, I love you? And that was me saying it there. 1928. This is Radiola, and I say that to one person in particular, and she knows who she is, so anyone else, it's just a turn of phrase. Radiola continues now with Nick Lucas, and I feel this also. This is a nice Brunswick from 1926, and it's a little crunchy, but then they all are from that era. And then he's looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Well, you know, as long as they're not rosé-colored glasses.
I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Everything is rosy now. Looking at the world and everything that passes seems a rosy you somehow. Why do I feel so spry? Don't wake your eyes. Eden, yes, I'll confess. Certain someone just said yes. In a bungalow all covered with roses, I will settle down, I vow. Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, and everything is rosy now. I said goodbye to Mrs. Sorrow. How do you do, Mrs. Joy? No need to worry about tomorrow. Look at me, and you see a soul as happy as can be. Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Everything is rosy now. Looking at the world and everything that passes seems a rosy you somehow. Why do I feel so spry? Don't wait to rise. Needing gifts, I'll confess. Certain someone just said yes. In the bungalow, all covered with roses, I will settle down, I vow. Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, and everything is rose.
I could climb over the moon up above, I'm fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I haven't a worry, I haven't a care, I feel like a bird that's floating on air, fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, ringing for me. How those church bells will be ringing with a hey, nonny, nonny, and a ha-cha-cha. Oh, hi, diddle-diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, or what did he say? I'm fit as a fiddle and ready for love, love.
Pont Sisters, Fit as a Fiddle, 1932. That's from the Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang Mosaic box set, which if you don't have it, too bad, because they're not making them anymore, but I had to get that one. Oh, did I ever. Yes, very nice stuff on there, and I'm feeling that way too. It's just been a good year so far. I'm waiting for the you know, the other shoe to drop, but maybe it's not going to drop for a while. Before that, Lo Stokes and his North Georgians. We played some of their stuff on the previous show to this. Wave That Frame, 1928, and that guitar playing, as I say, kills me. So keep waving that frame. That's not a bad, not the worst thing you could do, actually. Beginning with Nick Lucas, and is also a phenomenal guitar player, Looking at the World Through Rose-Colored Glasses, 1926. Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior. I'm just I'm not waving my frame that much, although I can. You know, waving the frame isn't the important thing. It's what you put into your frame before you decide to wave it. And I don't know what that means, but I like it. We're going to continue now. Speaking of groups with great musicians, here's the Varsity Eight, which of course was California Ramblers, Light. And Adrian Rolin is in there, and other musicians of renown with Easy Melody. And Take It Easy. This is from 1923.
hottest man in town. That red hot mama that you heard about took a look at me and a fire went out. I'm a man that's hard to beat. I'm the red hot stepping kind. Got a stove for Christmas from a gal named Anne. I had to take it back and change it for electric fan. When a hotsy totsy around, they call me Red Hot Henry Brown.
Thank you.
And I'm not sure whether to put that selection in the acoustic or electric category. It was recorded in 1924, issued on a Puritan, but it was originally an autograph master, so it might well have been an experimental electric that was out of Marsh Laboratories as an autograph master. Mobile Blues. Keep mobile, too. That's the other thing that's good. As long as you're mobile, you're fine. Mobility is very important. 1924, and that might be very early electric. So we're gonna, but it sounds acoustic-esque-ish. So we've put it there. Before that, a special request from a listener, the Georgia Melodians, and we'll play another one of their things a little later. That was Vernon Dalhart on the vocal of Red Hot Henry Brown from 1925, and that is Red Hot. Keeping it warm here during this time of year, which requires it. Varsity 8, Easy Melody, 1923. And this is Radiola, and we're mobile, and we're taking it easy. But that may seem a contradiction in terms, although it's not. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm a constant contradiction in terms. In fact, if I didn't contradict myself at least three times a day, then I'd be remiss in that. We're going to proceed. A very nice copy of this, and you have, in addition to Fletcher Henderson, Louis Armstrong on cornet, and Charles, I believe Charlie Green on the trombone. My John Blues, 1925. If not Charlie Green, another Charlie that would answer to that first name. But here's Clara Smith.
Thank you. money. You always have a friend. Always. You have no money. Nobody wants to lend. Nobody. I left my hometown. It's been 1 year ago. Wish I was homebound. I want the world to know. Talk of blues. You haven't been blue until. No, sir. You out and down. You haven't $1 bill. When you have money, your friends always around. Always. But when you're out and down, nobody can be found. Not a soul. Far from home, out of luck. It's the first hard luck I've struck. Clothes all torn, great big holes in my shoes. That word they call sympathy don't mean a thing to me. Not a thing. Cause I'm out and down. Take money for to cure my blues. No place to eat, no place to sleep. Won't someone have a heart and take me off of the street? If my luck don't change, I'm telling everyone that you're gonna be some stealing done. Just yesterday, I saw a piece of gold. I went to pick it up, it fell in a hole. If I should lay my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna squeeze it till the eagle cries, I'm your friend. I mean, I'm gonna hang on to it. Don't take nothing but money to kill my blues. Don't take nothing else. Believe me. But this is what I need. Far from home, out of luck. It's the first hard luck I've struck. Clothes all torn, great big holes in my shoes. That word they call sympathy don't mean a thing to me. Cause I'm out and down, it takes money for to cure my blues.
Such a fool, he never pays no heed. I built a fire to the end of his tail, and then he showed some speed. I drove down to the graveyard once, some peaceful rest to find. But when a black cat crossed my path, I sure did change my mind. So long, mule, don't you roll them eyes. You can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies. I bought some biscuits for my dog and put them on the shelf. Times got so hard that I shut the dog and I eat them up myself. I'm going down to the river now to lay me down and die. And if I find that the river's wet, I'll wait until it's dry. Go along, mule, don't you roll them eyes. You can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies. Slip ain't no kind of slip to slip upon a cow. That's why a catfish never answers to a cat meow. A man in Georgia pulled a gun and took a shot at me. Just as he took the second shot, I passed through Tennessee. Go along, mule, don't you roll them eyes. You can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies. Old Lazy Henry found a hen, don't know whose hen he found. Each day the good hen laid an egg, but Henry laid around. My Uncle Ben said children filled his yearning heart with pride. He wed a widow with 12 kids, and I hope he's satisfied. Go along, mule, don't you roll them eyes. You can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies.
Vernon Dalhart, in 1924, Go Long Mule. And that record, oddly enough, is a Puritan, and it's a B-side, 11347B, is the flip side of the Boyd Center, which is 11341B. So somebody made a mistake there. With it. You know, they said they're America's best record, by the way. Puritan had that on the label, saying that they were America's best record. But they, in fact, were lacking in quality control. It would seem to be obvious. And we don't lack in quality control. We just don't muzzle the dog here at Radiola Manor. He's just he's chewing on a solicitor's leg at the moment. Shelton Brooks, the Canadian songwriter. Of African descent, who wrote Some of These Days, was singing in a very Burt Williams-esque style. In fact, was ripping off some actual things from Burt Williams records. It Takes Money to Cure the Blues, 1923, beginning with Clara Smith, My John Blues, 1925, and Louis Armstrong is there in evidence, and playing with a mute. Didn't often play with a mute, so that's really a remarkable recording, just before the electric era in 1925. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and it's a good week this week, and so I'm not gonna sweat it at all. We're just gonna, you know, have fun with it and do what we gotta do and make it work for us. And we're going to proceed now with a record that has another legendary musician on it, Lucky Roberts. And he's not credited on this, but I happen to hunt this one down. It's one of Moran and Mack's Two Black Crows records. It's part three. And aside from the audio whiff of burnt cork, it's not a bad recording. But you hear Lucky Roberts behind the two guys playing It's Human Nature to Complain, which I believe was one of his compositions, or he had a hand in it. So you hear that with Moran and Mack. And a very sad tale indeed, and you'll find out why.
No, I won't have time to meet you down at the pig pens. I'll meet you down at the post office at 7 o'clock. Yeah, if I get there first, I'll make a blue line. If you get there first, you rub it out.
Boy, what's your idea arguing that man about being a man in the moon?
Well, I believe there is a man in the moon. I believe that.
Well, you told that man you spoke to the man in the moon.
Yeah, but I didn't say he answered me. I wouldn't do that.
Well, did you ever see the man in the moon?
No, I never saw him, no.
You ever see anybody ever did see the man in the moon?
Maybe, I don't believe I did, no.
Well, did you ever see anybody ever saw anybody said they saw anybody said they saw the man in the moon?
No, I'd rather not be bothered with that. But I dreamed there was a man in the moon, and I believe in dreams. Do you?
Nobody believes in dreams.
Oh, I believe them.
Well, I don't.
I still do. I never did until one night I dreamed I was eating flannel cakes, and when I woke up, the blanket was gone. And I had another dream. I dreamed I was awake, and when I woke up, I was asleep.
Well, I bet that argument you had with that dog catcher was no dream.
Oh, I wasn't arguing with that dog catcher. He won't put me in his wagon, he did.
Oh, he didn't want to put you in the wagon. He wanted to put your dog in the wagon.
No, he had him.
Well, what kind of a dog was it? A Newfoundland?
Oh, no, 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 no.
A shepherd?
Oh, no, no.
An Airedale?
He believes he is, but he's not.
Well, is he a fox terrier?
Oh, no, no, no.
Great Dane?
No, you're only wasting time. Because even if you guessed what he is, I wouldn't know.
Well, I know what he is. He's a Pekingese.
Yes, I guess he is, but I really don't know what he is.
Well, what would you say its parents were?
Careless. He's a tall dog like that. He's tall.
Well, what do you feed the dog? Meat?
No, he won't eat meat.
That's funny. I never heard of a dog wouldn't eat meat.
Oh, yes, you have. You heard of him. He wouldn't eat it.
Well, why not?
Well, he had a reason for it.
What reason?
We didn't give him any. But he had bad luck. He was crossing the railroad track, and a train came before he got by. And a train cutting his tail off.
Train cut the dog's tail off?
Yeah, well, you know about that, huh?
Oh, boy, that's bad. When a dog gets his tail cut off, he's got nothing to guide him or nothing to balance him.
True, brother, true.
Certainly must have hurt his carriage.
Oh, behave yourself. He got his tail cut off.
That's what I say. It must have hurt his carriage.
No, it didn't hurt his carriage, but it ruined his wagon.